Hello everybody and welcome to another edition of Songbirds. My name is Dino Mahoney and in the next hour you're going to hear music and drama. Well, the music will be classical and the drama is an ongoing story about a group of Hong Kong secondary school students. Well, before we listen to our teenage drama, we're going to listen to some music, early music, and it's called Marche pour la cérémonie des Turcs. French music there by Lully, and it was a ceremonial Turkish march. Which brings us to the opening scenes of our Songbirds drama. The Songbirds drama is today called The Red Playground. Why the Red Playground? Well, the leader of one of the student triad gangs, Big Dollar, has threatened to paint the playground red with Ricky's blood. Let's listen and hear if he does so.
Hey, Ricky boy, where are you going? Not so fast. Come here.
Hey, Big Dollar, you're king of the playground now. I admit, I'm finished. Now, can you just leave me alone?
Take this money. Here, take it.
No, what for?
Just take it. Good.
I don't want your money, Big Dollar.
Put it in your pocket. I said, in your pocket, Ricky. Good.
What's this all about, Big Dollar?
Okay, boys. You all saw Ricky put my money in his pocket?
Yeah, I saw him.
So did I.
Me too.
Here, take it back.
Oh no, no way. I don't take back the money I give away unless it's doubled.
Yeah, double.
Twice as much.
And it's set to grow.
But this is $200.
So you make it four.
One, two, three, four.
But I can't. I haven't got many money. Take this back and let me go. I just want to be left alone.
Hear that hammer? Poor little Ricky boy wants to be left alone.
Poor little thing.
Look at him. Little Ricky no gang.
You can go, Ricky. Anytime. But the thing is, you've got to come back by 5, with the money.
By 5?
If not, what will you do to him, Redface?
I'll get drunk and smash you to pulp.
And you, Hammer?
I'll smash him with my hammer.
You, Bigfoot?
I'll kick him round the playground like a football.
And me, Ricky? What will I do if you don't bring me the money?
I'll paint the playground with your blood.
So, boy, you'd better find the money. $400 by 5 o'clock.
No, please. I don't want this. I just want to be left alone.
Hear that? Little Ricky wants to be left alone.
Can I kick him, boss?
No, Bigfoot. Wait.
Oh, just once. Please, Big Dollar, just once.
Wait till 5. If he hasn't got the money, then okay. You can kick him till there's nothing left to kick.
Can I just knock a few nails in him with this, boss?
Oh, no, Hammer. Wait. Wait till 5. And then, if he hasn't got the money, you can knock a wild row of nails in him.
Hey, Big Dollar, can I hit him just once?
Hey, wait till 5. When you're drunk, and then, if he hasn't got the money, you can beat him to a pulp.
Don't worry, you get your money.
I hope so. For your sake, Ricky boy.
But this will be the last time. The last time you're here?
Hey, I give the order around here, not you.
I'm only doing this once.
You heard what the boss said.
You do as he says.
Big Dollars is the boss. You're just a cockroach.
Goodbye, Ricky. And, see you at 5 outside the boys' toilet.
Okay. I'm telling you now. Only once. I'm only doing this once.
There he goes. Look at him. Pathetic.
He thinks this is the last time.
Why did you let him speak to you like that, boss?
Yeah, he kept saying the last time. Why did you let him say that, boss?
Hey, shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Yes, Big Dollar.
Now you, Hammer, take this $100 note and buy me a packet of cigarette.
Okay, Big Dollar, you got it.
And you, Redface, take this $100 note and buy me 6 bottles of beer.
You bet.
And you, Bigfoot, take this $100 note and place a bet for me on a horse. Fast dollar. And he's racing at 8 o'clock at Happy Valley.
Sure thing, boss.
And where's those other 3 geeks? Leo, Bobo, and Tooth? Ricky's old gang.
Leo is cleaning your shoes.
Bobo is doing your homework.
And Tooth is trying to find you a girl for tonight.
Okay, now, off you go. I'll see you all later.
Okay, boss. Okay, Big Dollar.
Only one more week, and we'll be apart.
I know. My mother can't stop crying, too. She doesn't want to leave Hong Kong, and neither do I.
Oh, Yoko. Do you have to go?
I told you, Winnie. My parents are divorced now, and my dad is refusing to give my mother any money. We have to go and live with my relatives in Guangdong.
I wish you could come with me.
Has it all been arranged?
Yes. When I told my father I agreed to go to university in England, he was so happy. But why are you looking so sad? My mother asked me.
What did you say?
I told her, it's because I was leaving my friends behind. She just doesn't understand. Nobody does.
We can write.
Yes.
And one day, when you get your degree and come back to Hong Kong, you can come and visit me.
Oh, Yoko, please take care of yourself.
I will. I will. You too.
Look, editor. Look at them. Yuko and Winnie, lovers.
Look at them crying.
Romeo and Juliet.
I wonder why they are crying.
Lovers always cry. A lover's argument.
Let's mock them.
How?
Watch me, Daisy. Hide here and just watch me.
Hello, Yoko.
Hello, Winnie. What do you want? Don't be nasty. I saw you crying and I felt sorry for you.
You feel sorry for someone? How can you feel sorrow when you haven't got a heart?
Yes, I have got a heart, and it's beating for you two girls.
Who's that giggling?
I know that giggle. I'd know it anywhere.
Daisy Chu, what are you hiding for? Come out.
I can't see you, but I can certainly hear you.
Hello, Yoko.
Winnie.
So, what are you doing? Spying on us?
Don't get upset, Yoko. Your secret is safe with us.
Yes, your secret is safe.
We won't dream of telling anyone, would we, Daisy?
Oh, no, Anita. We won't tell a soul.
What secret? What are they talking about?
I know what they're talking about.
Of course you do, Yoko. But it's safe with us, isn't it, Daisy?
Oh, yes. Very safe.
Yoko, what are they talking about?
It's not worth knowing, Winnie.
Tell me. I want to know.
Well, don't you remember how these two toads wanted you to be Romeo and me to be Juliet in the English class?
Yes.
And haven't you seen them whispering to all the other girls and pointing at us?
They always do that.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do, and you know it.
Well, these two toads...
I'm not a toad.
...have been spreading rumors about us.
Rumors? Only rumors?
What rumors?
Some tittle-tattle they made up to amuse their pea brains.
It's not tittle-tattle. It's the truth, and you know it.
What's the truth? What is?
Look at little Miss Goody Goody, acting so innocent.
Pretending she doesn't know.
Know what? I don't know.
That's what she'll say to Miss Yu, acting all innocent.
And we didn't have to tell anyone, because everyone knew.
Knew what?
Winnie, these two toads have been telling everyone we're lovers.
Oh, is that all?
Yes, that's all. But they think it's such a big deal. To their tiny little minds, being lovers is something terrible.
Why? It's just as natural as anything else.
Daisy, Daisy, it's true. They are lovers. Look at their silly faces. Hey, Anita, Daisy, close your mouth before a mosquito flies and then bites your tongue.
They look so stupid.
I wish I had my camera.
Oh, Daisy, your teeth, they're so rotten. I think you better go to the dentist.
And Anita, the back of your throat is very red. I think you'd better go to the doctor.
They admitted it. They really are lovers.
So you were spreading stories and you didn't even believe they were true?
We were just kidding.
Having a bit of a laugh.
Now listen, you two cockroaches, and listen carefully. Winnie and I are great friends. As it happens, we're not lovers. But we might have been, and if we were, that would have been none of your business.
Absolutely. I love Yoko, and I'm proud to say it to anyone. But she's not my lover. But as Yoko says, even if she was, what business is that of yours? It's not a crime. We're all human beings.
Although the way you two have behaved, I'm not sure if we can call you human. What did you want to do? Hurt us?
If we had been lovers, what did you want? To break us up? Make us depressed? Smash up our lives?
You're scum.
I would never do that to anyone. Never. I respect people, and you should too.
Yes. Get a life, Daisy. Get a life, Anita.
I hope you will never do this again. It's so cruel and so unfair. Luckily, we don't care about your stupid gossip and your stupid rumors.
Right.
But if we were lovers, and if you did have the whole class gossiping about us and laughing at us, then maybe you would have been able to ruin our lives. So please, never ever do this kind of thing again.
They will. Look at them. That's what they're like. You know what? I'm going to get a t-shirt made for you, Daisy, and on the back it will say, Born to be a Creep. And one for you, Anita, and it will say, Beware, Loser at Play.
Anita, I think we better to be going.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, no, you don't. Before you go, I think you both owe us an apology.
You mean...
Yes, Daisy. I mean, try. Just try to say sorry. I knew you've never said that word before, but believe me, it's just an ordinary word like any other, but you saying it will make Winnie and I feel a whole lot better about you, because at this moment, I don't feel good about you at all, and you, Anita, both of you, come on, give it a try.
I think you should, just to remind you never to be so destructive again.
Anita?
What?
Shall we?
What?
Say that word.
What word?
Sorry.
Well done, Daisy. Well done. You actually said it. Now say it to me and Winnie. Come on, that's it. Open your mouth. Good. Now say it. Good. Good. Nearly. Try a bit harder.
You can do it, Daisy. Come on. Just say it. You'll feel so much better when you do.
So sorry.
Now say it once again quickly.
Sorry.
She did it!
Once more.
Sorry.
And again.
Sorry.
There. And don't you feel better, Daisy?
I think so.
Now your turn, Anita.
Me?
Yes, you.
It won't hurt, will it, Daisy?
Well, only a bit.
Try, Anita. Try. Come on, try a bit harder.
You're almost there.
Go for it, Anita. Give it all you've got.
Sorry.
Hooray, she said it.
Once more with speed.
Sorry.
Too fast.
Sorry.
Too slow.
Sorry.
That will do.
It's so nice to hear you two being pleasant for a change. You know, Daisy, Anita, when you're being nice, you both look prettier.
Do we?
Much prettier, don't they, Yoko?
Yes, you should try to be nice more often. You might even end up with a decent boyfriend.
Oh, that's interesting.
You mean, when I say sorry, I looked pretty?
Definitely.
Sorry.
There, you see?
A different girl. When you're being nasty, you look ugly. Or your face gets pinched up and you look like a toad, but just then... You look like an angel.
Sorry.
Much better.
Being nice is good for the complexion.
Is it?
Of course.
Sorry.
There. You see? No wrinkles. Smooth skin.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, perhaps you two girls could go and practice being nice somewhere else. Winnie and I have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yes. Sorry. We'll be on our way.
Yes, sorry. We should let you have some time to yourselves.
Bye, Anita.
Bye, Daisy.
Bye.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Winnie, why are you saying sorry to them?
Did I? Oh, yes, I did, didn't I? I don't know. I just got carried away. They seem so pleased with their new word.
Yes, they did, didn't they?
Well, Yoko, it's good for the complexion to say sorry.
Well, poor Ricky, he's being bullied there by Big Dollar. The sort of thing that Ricky himself used to do to other children. And it sort of pushed Ricky back into doing some bullying himself, but Miss You intervening at the right time. Well, we go back to our Songbird secondary school playground after music by Shostakovich, his festive overture. Thank you. The Festive Overture by Dmitri Shostakovich, the Russian composer. Time now to go back to our Hong Kong Secondary School for the final episodes of our Songbirds drama, today called The Red Playground.
Hey, you! You, little boy! Empty your pocket!
Why?
Don't ask questions, just do it!
Okay.
Bah! What's this? Bubblegum, keys, little toys? Where's your money?
I spent it on sweets!
Why?
I was hungry!
No good, no good! Hey, you! Little girl! Empty your bag!
Why?
Don't ask questions, just do it!
Okay.
Wow! What's this? A mirror?
Oh no, it's broken.
Oh, shut up! Keys, sweets, some little cards. Where's your money?
I spent it on my little cards.
Why?
I collect them.
No good, no good. Hey you, little boy, empty your pockets.
And why should he?
Oh, monsieur, what are you doing here?
I'm on playground duty.
Oh, I better go.
Not before you tell me why you wanted this small boy to empty his pockets.
I want to help him. Yes, to help him.
Help him? How?
Well, if he emptied his pockets...
Yes.
He didn't have any money.
Yes.
I will give him some.
Ricky, chill. Do you think I'm a complete idiot?
Oh, no, monsieur. Of course not. You, teacher.
Then how do you expect me to believe such a ridiculous story? You wanted this small boy to empty his pockets, and if he didn't have any money, you were going to give him some?
Something like that, yes.
Ricky, please, respect me with the truth.
Monsieur. It's not my fault.
I'm very disappointed, Ricky. After our meeting, I went to the principal, and I told her I thought you were going to change. I told her we had a good talk, and I said to her, Ricky Chill is a new boy, and now this. Back to your old ways, extorting money from little boys and girls. And don't deny it. I've been watching you.
But I didn't take anything, miss. Honest, I didn't.
Only because they didn't have any money. If they had money, then you would have taken it, wouldn't you?
Please, miss. You don't understand. I didn't want to. I had to.
Had to? Why did you have to?
Because. Oh, please, miss. Don't make me say, please, I can't.
I'm sorry, Ricky. I'll have to report this. And then, it won't be only me you will have to explain your behavior to. It will be the principal. And if she's not satisfied, then you'll be out of the school, and there will be nothing I can do to help you.
But I didn't want to do this. Believe me, miss. I didn't.
Very well, Ricky. But be prepared to tell the truth to the principal. Or else, your student days at this school are numbered.
Hey, Ricky. How's your day panning out?
Lousy. This must be one of the worst days of my life.
What? Worse than yesterday?
Yesterday was terrible. But I stayed at your place, and that was nice. Today, I think my life is over.
Huh? Your life? Over? Hey, Ricky. That's heavy, man. What do you mean?
See this playground?
Yeah, I see it.
What color is it?
Gray.
Why, not for long.
Why? Is someone gonna paint it or something?
Oh, yes. Big Dollar.
Big Dollar's gonna paint the playground? Wow, that's nice of him. It could do with cheering up a bit. Gray is such a boring color. What color is he going to paint it?
Red.
Hey, red. I like red. Red is so much better than gray.
Ted, wake up. You don't get the point.
Oops, don't I? Sorry, what am I missing?
Big Dollar is going to paint the playground red with my blood.
Ah, with your blood? Hey, Ricky, I hate to tell you, but this is a big playground, and you're big, but not that big. I think Big Dollar is going to run out of paint pretty quickly.
Hey, Ted, don't joke. It's my life. And Monsieur, she's going to get me thrown out of school.
What? No way, Monsieur. She's on your side, man.
Aye, she caught me turning out Kid's pocket.
Huh? Oh, no. Ricky, man. I thought you were giving up all that stuff.
I was. I am. But, if I tell you, you mustn't tell anyone.
Okay.
Not even Monsieur.
Sure. Shoot.
Big Dollar gave me this.
$200? Wow, that's nice of him.
It's not a present, dummy. He said I have to give it back to him at 5 o'clock.
Huh? So, he sees you as a bank, kind of.
Yeah, right. And he wants interest.
How much?
He wants this back doubled.
Doubled? Like $400?
Right. And if I don't give him, he's going to paint the playground red with my blood.
So that's why you were frisking those little kids.
Yes. I had to, Ted, don't you see? I had no choice.
Oh, why didn't you tell Miss Yu?
You mean tell tale to teachers? I hate people who do that. Squealers. Quit. Never.
I see. But if you don't tell the truth, she's going to think you fell back to your old bad ways. And that's not going to help you, Ricky. Not going to help you one little bit.
I know, man. But what can I do?
Save your neck. Tell the truth. You'll be doing us all a favor. Big Dollar's even worse than you were. We can't even come out into the playground and have a bit of fun anymore. His gang got so big, we're always getting hassled for money.
I better go.
Go where?
I don't know. May go to the docks, hide on a boat, go wherever it takes me.
No, you can't do that. You might get seasick or something. Do you get seasick?
I don't know.
You look the type who does. No, forget the boat. You can always run away, Ricky. Sometimes you gotta stay and sort things out. Oh, no!
What?
Look at the time!
5 o'clock! Oh! And I haven't got the money! I'm finished! The playground is going to paint red with my blood.
Ah! And look who's coming!
Huh?
Ah! Big Dollar!
Oh my gosh, and all his gang!
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
So what's going to happen to Ricky? Will he manage in the end to reform and just concentrate on his studies? Or will the attentions of Big Dollar and his gang mess up Ricky's plans? And Yoko and Winnie, dear friends who are parting. So in the next few weeks we're going to hear final scenes from Yoko and Winnie. Time now for some more music. Another Russian composer, Prokofiev, in a piece called Semyon Kotkol. Thank you. And that was More Russian Music by Prokofiev, Semyon Kotko. And time now to focus on some of the language we heard in today's Songbirds drama episode. Big Dollar is bullying Ricky, and he says, "Hey, Ricky boy, where are you going? Not so fast. Come here." And if we say "not so fast" in colloquial English, we mean don't be in a hurry to go away, stay here. And Ricky replies, "Hey, Big Dollar, you're the king of the playground now. I admit it. I'm finished. Now can you just leave me alone?" And Ricky here is talking metaphorically. When he says that Big Dollar is the king of the playground, he doesn't mean that he is literally a king. He means that Big Dollar's gang is now in control of the playground. Before, Ricky had a gang, but now his gang has disbanded, and Big Dollar is the undisputed king of the playground. So, not so fast, and king of the playground. Some music for the mandolin now. Music by Mozart. His dance number 4. Mandolin music by Mozart, his dance number 4. And time now to concentrate on some more of the language we heard in today's Songbirds drama episode. Wishes. Well, we heard a scene in which Winnie and Yoko were talking about separating. Yoko has to leave Hong Kong, and Winnie has decided to go and study abroad. But Winnie and Yoko are expressing some wishes that they might see each other again. And Winnie said, "Oh, Yoko, I wish you could come with me." And that's a very common form of expressing a desire or a wish. "I wish you could." And in this case, "I wish you could come with me." Yoko expresses a wish in a different way. "One day." And Using one day at the beginning of a sentence is often a way of expressing a wish. Oh, Winnie, one day when you get your degree and come back to Hong Kong, you can come and visit me. So two ways of wishing then. One, I wish you could come with me. Two, one day when you get your degree, Winnie, and come back to Hong Kong, you can come and visit me. Time now for news from the world of the arts.
Arts News.
Hello. In a move that is bound to spark discussion about art censorship, the New York mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, has threatened to cut off city subsidies to the Brooklyn Museum of Art unless it cancels next week's opening of a British art exhibition that features, among other works, a shark suspended in a tank of formaldehyde, a bust of a man made from his own frozen blood, and a portrait of the Virgin Mary stained with a clump of elephant dung. The mayor, who has seen the show's catalogue but not the exhibition itself, derided the works of art generally as sick stuff, but he singled out the portrait of the Virgin Mary as particularly offensive. You don't have a right to government subsidy for desecrating somebody else's religion, he said. The mayor's reaction is typical of the visceral response that the show, called Sensation, Young British Artists from the Saatchi Collection, has generated in the United States and Europe, where it opened to raves and criticism at the Royal Academy of Art in London 2 years ago. Featuring the work of young artists whose work are displayed in museums around the world, the show is intended to disturb, perturb, and provoke thought. To Cambodia now. Chek Mach was at the height of her career as a Basak opera singer when the Khmer Rouge marched into the capital and changed her life forever. The ultra-Maoist Khmer Rouge regarded the arts as bourgeois and banned them during their 1975-79 reign of terror. Many artists were killed in subsequent purges that threatened to wipe out Cambodia's rich culture. At that time, I was a rich woman. I had gold and a lot of diamonds, Chek Mach said. She returned to singing after the regime was toppled, but found herself unable to make a living. Now she sells cigarettes and rice wine from a street stand in Phnom Penh. But the diva, 68, recently came out of retirement for a new production of the Basak Opera in what organizers hope will be a revival of the art. There are now only about 30 students of Cambodian opera. The opera, Sang Selki, played to a packed house in Phnom Penh for three performances over the weekend. A beaming Chek Mach, wearing heavy rouge and magnolia behind her ear, was on hand on Friday to perform a solo. The days of gold and diamonds may be over. She was back to her roadside stand this week, but she said she would be satisfied if the performance revived interest in the dying tradition. And finally, on the subject of old traditions, archaeologists in China have found what is believed to be the oldest still playable musical instrument, a 9,000-year-old flute carved from the wing bone of a crane. When scientists from the United States and China blew gently through the mottled brown instrument's mouthpiece and fingered its holes, they produced tones unheard for millennia, yet familiar to the modern ear. The flute was one of several instruments to be uncovered in Jiahu, an excavation site of Stone Age artifacts in China's Yellow River Valley. Archaeologists have also found exquisitely wrought tools, weapons, and pottery. Dated to 7000 BC, the flute is more than twice as old as instruments used in ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, and other early civilizations. Arts News on Radio 4.
We return now to Songbirds, a program for students, bringing you an hour of music and drama. And our final piece of music on Songbirds is by the French composer Saint-Saëns. It's from his Sonata for Clarinet and Piano, Opus 167, the first movement. Music by Saint-Saëns, from his sonata for clarinet and piano, the first movement, which brings us to an end, this edition of Songbirds. Before I go, I'd just like to announce a piece of news, more details later, but a very exciting event is going to take place in the following months, and that is a Songbirds radio drama competition. It's a wonderful opportunity for students to come into the RTHK studios and to record a scene from one of the Songbirds dramas. These scenes will be judged by a panel of distinguished judges, and then prizes will be given to the winners at a special event. So listen out for more news in future editions of the Songbirds radio drama competition. So from me now, Dino Mahoney, it's goodbye, and inviting you to join me same time tomorrow for another edition of Songbirds.